So you're going to watch some basketball this weekend, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean,
although, you know, not because my bracket is still alive.
No. I mean, it's down
just
to the Final Four.
It's exciting.
It's exciting. It's down to the Final Four. You've got your Butler. You got your Michigan State. You got your West Virginia. You got your Duke.
We'll be cheering for Michigan in
we
our
hate,
house.
We hate Duke.
Everybody hates Duke.
Everybody hates Duke. Dee Davis joins us, president of the Center for Rural Strategies, who's also just mostly a huge, gigantic basketball fan in Whitesburg, Kentucky. Good morning, Dee.
Hey, how are you guys?
So, do you hate Duke?
Yeah, it's pretty much my birthright. If you grow up in Kentucky, there are certain things expected of you.
Now, you know, every Final Four weekend, there's this whole calculation. Who do you want in the final game? So who do you want to win? And, you know, what's the better game or who's your team? Here's my calculation, D, all right?
Got it.
I actually want Michigan State to win because I'm a Michigander. But if Butler wins, they're the Cinderella team. There's a huge emotional energy there. But I think if Butler goes against Duke or West Virginia, it's a more boring game because Butler plays the slow game. I don't want Butler in the final game.
Well, I think that there's a lot of narratives, and Cinderella is the one we always look for. I'm interested in the Butler versus whoever, just because it's a small school. But the reality is that basketball is basketball, and sooner or later it's going to be beautiful, even if it's teams you hate.
All right, so you're the Cinderella guy, so you go for Butler. You know, it actually reminds me of something you've written about continually, and that is the importance of basketball in small communities around the United States. You know, we think about the big teams, but really, this is a unifying, ritual, the Final Four.
I think that in America now, basketball's seen as a quintessentially urban game, and the narrative's all about, you know, the kid in the hard streets getting out of the city and making good, and this is the ticket out. But for a long time, basketball in small country towns has been, it's been more than just the ticket out. It's been the way for the communities to equalize things, the way that they could show their own synchronicity and be able to play against the big towns and the big cities on the big stage. And so there's an important narrative that small towns all over the country have, and basketball is the one sport that allows it.
And, you know, that brings up West Virginia. You know, they pipe the games into the coal mines there all around West Virginia. So, you know, the entire state is involved in the fortunes of West Virginia. It's really not about college at all.
That's right. The kids may all be coming from New York and New Jersey and Long Island, but for people in West Virginia that have that same aspirational sense for their towns, they'll look at the Mountaineers and be there rooting for them right to the end.
Should we put them on the spot here?
Sure.
You going to call it, Dee?
Sure. I think that West Virginia is going to grind it down and make the game pretty tough for Duke. But right now, if I had to bet, I'd say Duke will win just because I hate them so.
And who's the final game?
I think it's going to be Duke and Butler.
Duke and Butler.
Yeah.
All right, we'll find out. Dee Davis, president of the Center for Rural Strategies, basketball fan in Whitesburg, Kentucky. Sorry about Kentucky there, Dee.
Yeah, it hurts.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.